Jeffrey does not realize that porn is bad for him. Everyone in his life actually told him it was healthy.
Porn decreases your chance of getting prostate cancer.
No, it doesn't. That was a lie. Porn is destructive to young men. It makes them worse with girls. It gives them shame. It messes their dopamine in their brain. Poor Jeffrey has become addicted to it. And now he cannot quit even if he tries. Adonis. Adonis looks around at the young men of today. Why are they all so weak? Why aren't they outside hunting with their brothers? Why aren't they going on adventures? Why are they not talking to women? It's because of this evil thing they watch on their screens. Adonis vows to help the young men of today to get over this addiction. I literally spent years of my life when I was a teenager struggling with porn. This video contains years of my story, so that hopefully you can learn all of the lessons without the scars. My name is Hamza and I was Jeffrey. I was the teenager addicted to porn, not even realizing it was a bad thing. I was at like the lowest level as you could be as a young man. I got no attraction from girls. I got no respect from other guys. And most importantly, I had no respect for myself. But when I found self-improvement and I became disciplined, I changed my entire life. And so that's what I offer you on my channel. On this channel, we are a community of 2 million people becoming disciplined. And so if you want to join us, scroll down right now and click on the subscribe button. There are 6 ways that porn makes you worse at being a man. And the first one is that it makes you worse with women. When you grow up watching porn, you think that it's like this harmless block of time, this half an hour, where you're indulging in this pleasurable thing. But then outside of that time, you're still exactly the same. And that's not how it is at all. The way that you interact with girls when you are someone who watches porn is very different. And by the way, it's obvious. A lot of girls can literally just tell. Like, there's certain behaviors that guys will show. In fact, a lot of guys will just admit it. A lot of guys will even talk about it. When I was in high school, I swear to God, it makes me cringe. So we all used to use Facebook back then. And, oh man, I wrote on my fucking public Facebook wall, like in like a public post, more than even your Instagram story. Okay, so this is like more permanent. And I wrote on it asking people which phone I should get. Should I get a BlackBerry, which has like the little keyboard and it's got like BBM or something, which is like a way that people use to text each other? Or should I get an iPhone? And the iPhone, I'm pretty old, so the iPhone was like the iPhone 3 or whatever. You know, a few people commented and whatever, and I was kind of giving my thoughts in the comments, and I swear to God, I literally wrote, I could get a BlackBerry for BBM, or I could get an iPhone for porn. I swear to God, I wrote this publicly. And you know, that comment got like 2 likes from like other guys in my school and whatever. But obviously girls would have read that and they would have just gotten the ick from that. And like, if you were a girl, you'd be looking like, what a fucking weirdos just wrote this publicly. You need to understand this. It's not attractive. Like, it is so ugly to girls knowing that you watch porn, and you can try and hide it, but it will come out in your behaviors. In fact, you could literally think in your mind of the guys that you know. You could tell how severe their porn addiction is, because almost every guy watches porn these days. But some of them watch it a little bit more casually, and some of them watch it a little bit more seriously. You can tell how severe his porn addiction is without even actually finding out, just because he's kind of awkward, like really awkward next to girls. You know, he does this weird shit where he doesn't know how to interact with them like human beings, because he's been watching them and then fantasizing about them in this really artificial way. This gets like 10 times worse if you even end up attracting the girl in the first place. Guys who watch porn, who get lucky enough to attract a girl, end up really struggling when it really comes down to dating and then having sex. The first times that you'll have sex like an anxious, like shallow breathing boy. You won't feel like you can manhandle her and you can move around and you can, you know, be loud, because you've been training yourself to be very quiet so your mother doesn't hear you. Think about it. You've been literally training yourself that when you are sexual, you should be quiet. You should not breathe loudly. You should not make noises. You should not take up space. You've been training your sexual energy to be repressed. So think about this. watching porn is making you worse at having sex. That's unacceptable. If you're not having sex right now, when you eventually do, it's gonna be so much worse because of the last few years of you watching porn. The second way that porn makes you worse at being a man is semen loss, the loss of semen. So you know how when we ejaculate, the white stuff comes out. That's like semen, right? So semen is like this, the fluid that we ejaculate. Inside of that is the sperm that gets a woman pregnant. But sperm only actually makes up like a small part of the overall fluid. But this is gonna sound weird. There's a lot of proof and even like spiritual texts that say that that fluid is actually extremely valuable. There was this quote I read once, which was from, I think it was like an Indian spiritual text, which said that one drop of semen is worth more than like 40 drops of blood. Our body produces the semen, the white stuff that we ejaculate, and it's supposed to be used to impregnate a woman. But if you are just wasting it, what do you think would happen? That's like your masculine drive. Like when you think about it, why do men work hard? Why do we have conquerors? Why are there businessmen and CEOs? Why do men work hard? If you have the equivalent of one testicle as like your mindset in the modern day, you'd say, well, because I just do it for me. Okay, homo. For the rest of us who have got two testicles, we can be honest, actually, a lot of the things we do is for women. And there's nothing wrong with that. The greatest artists of mankind would say that they worked on their craft for the love that they had for their women. The greatest soldiers and conquerors and warlords would say that they did it for women. There's nothing wrong with that. It's only in the modern day, guys with low testosterone will act like really sophisticated, saying, like, yeah, I don't care about girls. I just do it for myself. In the modern day, people will say that as like a flex, like, oh, I don't care about girls. They're fucking weirdos. Hopefully you can just admit, you know what? You probably will get more motivation to go to the gym knowing that when you build a good body, more girls will like you. That's just how men work. The reason why we work like that is because we have semen that we want to put inside of a woman. That's normal, that's healthy, but what happens when you start to jack off too much and you just expel this semen but without actually putting it inside of a woman and getting her pregnant and having children? Well, then you're wasting the semen, this driving force to conquer, to create, to work hard. You're just wasting it. So when you watch porn and you masturbate like every day or even multiple times a day, you're literally losing this drive that could be pulling you towards bigger achievements that you've wanted in the first place. This is one of the biggest reasons why you don't have that same level of desire to, for example, work hard or to study as much as some other guys, as you know, who you can imagine they probably like masturbate and watch porn less than you do. This is our masculine drive, and wasting it away is such a shame. I want you to imagine something right now. Imagine we put two men, identical twins, inside of a cage, and we tell them to fight to the death. Exactly the same fitness, skills, body weight, everything. They even have the same fighting stance, whatever. They're exactly the same, but just one thing is different. One man just masturbated four times today, but the other man's balls are full. Who would fight more fiercely? You know the answer. Don't bullshit and say like, oh, well, actually, you know, the one who masturbated might be like lighter. No. That's not how it works. The one who has more full balls would win. We just know this. Like after you ejaculate, you literally get an increase in prolactin, in oxytocin. You get an increase in these relaxing hormones that basically make you content with life. That can be okay if you're already a successful guy and you've got your woman and you've got a good life, sure. But if you're a young man trying to build your life right now, you don't really want that relaxing feeling. You want the opposite. You want the hunger. You want the thrill of the hunt. You want this drive inside of you. The man with full balls would fucking tear apart the other one. But an even bigger way that porn makes you worse at being a man is with dopamine. So dopamine is like a molecule that we have inside of us. And it's very similar to what we just spoke about with semen. Dopamine is the molecule of motivation and drive. When our dopamine is high, we have more motivation. When our dopamine is low, we have less motivation. The problem with porn and masturbation is that it actually skyrockets your dopamine. You know how strong the desire for porn can be, that even though you said you'd quit, you just end up watching it like every day, you get massive cravings. Well, when you desire to watch porn, your dopamine levels really increase massively. But there's something really dark with this. The moment you are done, your dopamine drops, not to where it started, but actually below the baseline it started at. That means that you are now less motivated than you were just before. And if you watch porn again in the next few hours, your dopamine will go up and then it will go down. Up, down, 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 down. Suddenly you are at a baseline level of dopamine that's so low compared to your natural level that you just can't imagine like working hard for like that long-term goal. You just think, what's the point? It's not gonna work anyway. It's gonna be too hard. It reminds me of one of my friends in high school, actually, when I told him that I wanted to build an aesthetic body, like I wanted to go to the gym and build some muscle. And I asked him if he wanted to do it with me. I still remember his shitty little posture as he sat there and he went, "No, it'll take too long." And I thought that was such a shitty excuse. Like, yeah, sure, it's going to take years to build a muscular body that's really attractive to girls. Okay, sure, it's going to take years, sure. But the years are going to pass by anyway. So you may as well just fucking guarantee the physique. I did. He didn't. He looks like a little lesbian teenage boy still, and I look like a fucking man, like a strong man. It was a lack of dopamine that stopped him from getting onto this pursuit. What is a lack of dopamine stopping you from? Like, imagine if your level of desire in this world was double, how much more you could achieve, how much bigger goals you would set for yourself, how much harder you would work. Imagine if you were doubly motivated. I know that you've probably heard like motivation's a bad thing, discipline's the good thing. No, don't you ever fucking fall for that. Motivation is a good thing. Discipline is a good thing. Having motivation, like more desire, more reason and more want to work hard is a fucking good thing. But when you watch porn, it nukes your dopamine, which means that it nukes your motivation. Imagine if you could be doubly motivated in life. How much more you would achieve. How much more you would discipline yourself not to do the bad habits that you know are bad for you. It's unacceptable to watch porn and to destroy your dopamine. The fourth way that porn makes you worse at being a man is that it trains you to be a cuck. A cuck is a man who likes to watch his woman have sex with another man. When you think about like natural like evolution, we have a drive to spread our seed, to have children. How unnatural is it to take pleasure in watching another man potentially inseminate your woman, not you? That is actually like a complete bastardization of nature, right? And it keeps getting more and more and more common. Why? Could it be the fault of porn? Because when you watch porn, you're not having sex. You're watching two people have sex, and you are training yourself to enjoy it. You're creating this association, like this pairing of your pleasure in watching other people. In psychology, we call this classical conditioning. So imagine this. Imagine we have a dog and we ring a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Basically, nothing happens to the dog. We just rang a bell. Now imagine if we show the dog some food. What would happen? Well, the dog would get ready to eat. His mouth would salivate. Now, imagine if when we show the dog some food, we also ring the bell. His mouth salivates because of the food, but he hears the bell as well. If we repeat this a bunch of times, the dog will associate the food with the bell. We can literally just ring the bell and the dog's mouth will salivate. We have trained it a completely new, unnatural behavior. Watching people have sex shouldn't turn you on. The most natural response to it is disgust and distance. If you hear people have sex, like, you know, if you stay in like a hotel and you hear it, or maybe you see something, it should be like a bit of like a, I don't want to see that because it's something private and I don't take pleasure in watching that. That's the most natural response. But when you watch people have sex in porn and then you jack off, what you are doing is associating your pleasure with watching other people have sex. This trains you to be a cuck, the kind of guy that, you know, in hotel rooms, there's the chair in the corner. That chair is made for you to sit in there and watch your wife have sex with someone else. What I'm about to say is a controversial opinion, and only a few people agree with me, but I know that I'm right. Watching sports is basically the same thing as well. I've said it, everyone fucking hates me. No, Hamza, but Man United and Manchester, shut up, bro. What sport do you, what team do you support? None. Because I'm not a fucking little cuck. I don't watch fucking sports. Like, watching sports and watching porn, basically the same thing. You're just sat there. I wish that was me. Go on. Oh, yeah. No, it's not you. It's not our team one. When the guy fucking gives the girl a facial, it's not you. Like, you're pretending that you're taking part. No, you're just the sad little flabby guy watching it, hoping, wishing that you were the man on the screen. And the same for the football as well. When fat guy, goal, oh, we won, we got 7-3. Like, no, you're just a fucking cuck. The only exception is if you play the sport and you're either watching it for your own education to study, or maybe it's literally your team is playing or your friend is fighting or something. That's a little bit different because you're invested into that. But watching like just strangers, like celebrities, like professional footballers, and being invested into it, like, oh, we're gonna bring the World Cup back home. Like, no, like, who gives a fuck? It's not you. Stop pretending it's you on screen. Stop living vicariously through the wins of men who don't even give a shit about you. Start to cultivate your own wins in this world. Be careful of this. You don't know how much your own psychology will change by you watching another man fuck the girl that you want and you pretending that it's you and you trying to like come at the same time as him. You are literally putting yourself in like beta male position. For the love of God, get some fucking standards in your life. When you eventually attract a girl in the future, imagine if your dick doesn't get hard because she's just in front of you and that isn't usually what's pleasuring you. Your dick would get harder if she brought in a big black guy and he fucking pounded her and you watched. Like, that's so fucking, like, disgusting. I'm honestly, like, ashamed for you because this is the path that you're going down before you discovered my videos and you realized that porn was bad for you. And that actually brings us to the fifth reason why porn makes you so worse at being a man. Shame. Shame is actually the worst emotion you can feel. There's like this thing called like the emotional frequency graph. I'll show you a picture. Basically, it kind of shows you what the best emotions are to feel for your health, for your happiness, and also the worst ones. Shame is a terrible emotion for you to feel. It literally causes like sickness inside of you. I know you're probably wondering like, wait, what? Like, it's like an emotion. Well, when you think about it, what is an emotion? It's something we feel inside of our body. And if we feel it in our body, it's not like some vague mystical thing. It's like real biological processes, right? When you feel anxious, that's not like some vague thing. Feeling anxious is like your heartbeat goes up, your breath becomes more shallow. It's actually like a real scientific biological chain of events that actually happen in your body. And the more that you feel things like that, the more sick or healthy that you can get. The more anxious that you feel, the more that your rest and digest, your like relaxing mode is actually turned off, which means that you are literally staying in a state of stress, which means that you are literally becoming sick and lowering your testosterone. When we feel shame, it's meant to be like the unhealthiest emotion that you can feel that causes like sickness, cancer, and weird shit. I know that sounds like so crazy. When I first heard this, I couldn't associate like how an emotion could cause it. But emotions are just the feeling texture of our biological processes, like our breath rate changing. And so why does shame occur? Shame occurs when you do something that you know is bad. Naturally and biologically, even before you watched any videos like this, you knew that watching porn was a bad thing. There was a reason why when you first ever watched porn, you got all the symptoms of like anxiety. Like you just knew intuitively it was actually wrong. Your body language probably got really bad. You probably started to shrink and get smaller and smaller. You didn't want anyone to see you. Your breath rate got shallower and faster. All of this is just a cascade of really bad biological effects that is destructive to your health. When you watch porn and when you masturbate, you will feel shameful. This is why you don't watch porn, you know, sat there loudly. No, you watch it like a scared little timid boy. You don't want anyone to see you. The reason why is because you feel ashamed. You don't want to feel much shame in your life at all. It's only a negative thing and it will literally cause sickness. But also imagine, how do you think you will interact with the world and with people after you've had this little shameful event? You know, you wake up, you jack off, you feel kind of shameful and you try to like pretend, you know, it didn't happen and you move on. Okay, you go to school, you go to work. The way that you'll interact with people will be different because of the fact that you had that little bout of shame this morning. People can tell. Like, you will just have the body language of a guy who's ashamed of himself, and that is so like repelling to other people. No one wants to be around the guy who's full of shame because it feels almost contagious. You know, he like almost doesn't like himself. You don't want to be around people like that. And also, you don't even want to be the person who feels ashamed of yourself either. You want to feel joyful. You want to feel fulfilled. You want to feel so happy, smiling, like at peace. These are the emotions that you feel when you get to like day 3, day 5, day 10 of not watching porn, when you know you really feel like this stuff is behind you. That's when you get this like high baseline of joy, of satisfaction. This is why quitting porn makes you so much more happy, because you remove the biggest thing that's bringing shame into your life. And the sixth and final way that porn makes you worse at being a man, this one's just so practical and like real world specific. It's just wasted time. Let me ask you a question, right? Do you think you're going to become successful? Yes or no? Just answer the question. Yes or no? Will you become successful? Most likely you'll say yes. Okay, well, do you think you'll become like a millionaire at some point? Most likely you'll say yes. It's actually like not as crazy as it seems. I became a millionaire when I was like 26 years old after like 3 or 4 years in business. It's actually like not that crazy with like internet businesses and all the advice that's available now, right? If you think you're going to become a millionaire at some point, that means that your hourly rate, basically your time, your effort is actually really valuable. Because if you could go work a job and make $10 an hour, that means that your hour is worth $10. But if you know that you will become exponentially more successful in the future, you should value your time, your hour, at more than just $10. You should value it at maybe $50. That's what I recommend to most young guys. Value an hour of your time at $50. So ask yourself, would you spend $50 to watch porn for an hour? Fuck no. Would you spend money to watch porn? No, of course not. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. There's things you have to do. Like, you have to shit, you have to eat. Okay, fine, you have to sleep. Those things are either essential or actually worth it. Going to the gym and exercising is worth it because that actually makes your brain smarter and then you can make more money. Working on your business, working on your career is worth it because that's actually how you make the money. Spending time with your loved ones is worth it because that's actually how you become healthy. Like, social connections, like the most healthy thing you can do, and it boosts your brain as well, so you make better decisions. But should you spend your time on watching porn? Fuck no. When young guys watch porn like every day, it's because they don't value their time. If you're watching porn for like 2, 3, 4 hours a week, that's the equivalent of you spending $100, $200 to watch porn per week. Because your time is the most valuable thing that you have in this world. Your time is how you get shit done. Now, this is gonna sound crazy, but I value my time at $5,000 an hour. Because that sounds crazy. What the fuck you mean $5,000 an hour? No one makes that much. I actually do make that much. People pay me thousands of dollars for like an hour of my fucking time, right? When you become successful, your time is so valuable. Now, before you become successful, the way that you become successful is by valuing your time and only doing the best, most valuable things inside of your time, not wasting your time on bullshit things like porn, but also other time wasting things like scrolling and video games. Always ask yourself the question, would you pay $50 for an hour of porn? No, of course you wouldn't. Would you pay $50 to play video games for an hour? No. Like, imagine $50 leaving your bank account for you to go play 1 hour of video games, for you to go watch 1 hour of porn, for you to go scroll for an hour. You wouldn't make that deal. It wouldn't be worth it. The young guys who watch porn, they play video games, they scroll on their phone, they're not using their time productively, and those are the ones who never end up becoming successful. Becoming successful comes down to you using your time productively. And the way that you do this is to first start valuing your time and put a dollar amount at your hourly rate. This might not be what someone would pay you for your hour right now, But if you set your hourly rate to, like, let's say $20, and you say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do anything with my time which is worth less than $20 an hour, suddenly you're not going to waste your time as much, because you'll think, okay, should I go play video games for an hour? Would I spend $20 to play games? No, I wouldn't. It's not even that fun. I'd rather just read and I'll become successful faster. I'd rather just meditate or go to sleep earlier and it will improve my brain, which is actually really worth it. Like, that's worth the time. And then I will become successful and level up faster. I will say this again, time is how you get shit done. The people who use their time productively are the ones who become successful. The people who just waste their time are the ones who stay poor. And then they look at the ones who have become successful saying, yo, yeah, right, there's no way you make that much money. There's, like, you know, because they make like $15 an hour. I make like what? 300 times how much they make per hour. They can't comprehend that someone can make 300 times more in 1 hour than they can, but I was 300 times more productive with my time over the last few years than they were. And I want you to follow in my footsteps, because the advice that I give you in this video and on my channel works, because I am living proof. I am the testimonial. I am the case study that self-improvement works, that my advice works. And one last thing, make sure you click on another one of my videos after this one, because that will boost my channel on the YouTube algorithm. Thank you, and do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.